My life is like one big Jerry Springer episode.
That's today's episode, Rebel Without a Cause. Today's guest, Brittany Chase.
It all began one rainy night. That's right, guys and girls, the night I was born. I was born with the emotional consequences of fetal alcohol syndrome. My mom, she was an alcoholic. She went bar hopping a lot, and most nights she'd leave me at a babysitter's house. When she was home, we'd fight a lot. I didn't like the men in her life. I didn't think I needed a dad. I stayed away from the whole scene, punching my pillow, punching the wall, hollering into my pillow. Y'all know what that's like. And then as I progressed through my life, things just began to spiral out of control. By the time I was 13, I had a giant chip on my shoulder. I was a real badass in school. Just ask my friends.
What did you think of me when you first met me when I first started out in Potsdam school?
You were different.
I thought you were kind of weird when I first met you.
You were really mean to me. Tough person. That nobody better mess around with you or else kick their ass.
You really thought I was a bully.
Yeah.
Dude, I even stole a truck. How badass is that? It was my uncle's, an S10 green truck. I got it, pulled it out of the driveway, went to Augsburg on back roads, drove around, chilled out, and then drove back to Herman. I was on my way to Canton when a dumb deer ran out in front of me. I swerved, did a 360 in the air, went through a bunch of thick-ass trees and landed on the roof. If I hadn't have been wearing a seatbelt, I would have died. Remember, I was only 13. Jerry Springer would love that one. The next week, I hit rock bottom. I got in a fight with a girl at school. I don't even remember all of it. All I know is that it put me in foster care.
So what's the first thing that comes to mind when I ask you about foster care? What's the first thing that pops into your mind?
Probably people that have, like, problems, like anger problems, or someone that's kicked out of their school, they get sent away. That's pretty much what I think. Troubled kids.
I'd have to say troubled kids, same as she said. And kids that, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Like, been to the psych center and stuff.
I didn't want to go. To me, foster kids were dirty, gross, and just scumbags, you know. People who didn't have anybody.
As I search through my poems, I come across one that I wrote when I first came into foster care. It's kind of scary knowing that this is what I thought when I first came in here. My views have changed radically since I've been in here. So, the paper's torn in the middle. The edges are crumpled. Paper is kind of yellow from being old. I guess I'll read it. My mind is racing with empty thoughts. My eyes are wet with tears, crying as if here. My body trembles, but I feel no pain. My insides are screaming, wake up, it's only a dream. My lips move, nothing comes out. I try to breathe. The air is rough. I'm not afraid outside, but on the inside I'm screaming. I can't take it, I'm pacing, I don't know what to do. Reality seems to drift far away from me. Please, just wake me up. I want to wake up. Why won't they listen? Why can't they hear me? Listen, I'm crying, I'm dying, I can't wake up. Stop, there's nothing left to do but wait. Because I'm too far lost to come back.
I've been in the system now for 4 years. This is my humble abode. In other words, my foster home. That's my parrot, Oscar. He can talk.
Hey, baby. What are you doing?
My room is contaminated by two other foster care girls. Sometimes there are as many as six in the house. They snore a lot, but they're cool. I've been here the longest, and I'm the queen, or at least Big Mama. At least that's what I think.
Yo.
You think I'm funny?
Do I cheer you up all the time?
Yes.
You think I'm funny looking?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
100% positive?
Yes.
You think I'm funny?
Yes.
Do I make you laugh a lot?
Yes.
Tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet.
Right now, it's about 11:45, and I'm in welding. I'm going to go around and get some sounds from the weld shop. I have been welding now since September. Basically, I just like to play with fire. We took a trip to BOCES in last year, 10th grade, and I went into the weld shop, and I just saw all the sparks flying everywhere, and I just fell in love with it. Sound of the MIG. I can weld better than half the guys in my class, and they think they're all big, and they came into welding knowing stuff, and I came into welding knowing absolutely nothing, being afraid of welding. Like, I'd scream when I started welding because I'd be afraid of it, and now it's just like I do it with no problem, and half the other guys are like sitting there working on it for like an hour, and I can finish it in like 10 minutes. When I stop to think about it, my life really isn't like a Jerry Springer show. I still get in trouble sometimes, but it's for the littler stuff than stealing a truck. I want people to know that foster care isn't just for kids who like to make trouble. A lot of it starts with family difficulties, physical abuse, emotional problems, and pretty often, drug and alcohol abuse. Being in that situation is hard to overcome. Foster care gave me structure and it gave me a family in my life. I think if I weren't in foster care, I'd be in jail. But now I'm on the honor roll. Next year, I'll be a senior. I never thought that would happen. And then I want to go to college, and I want to study sociology. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.